Hey, what's going on? Hope you are well and having a good week as always. So on this episode of the Welcome to the Metaverse podcast, I have Ishan Negi, who is the NFT and gaming lead at Polygon. Now, this episode got me so excited about the future of this space and what is being built, particularly in blockchain gaming and the play-to-earn models that we're seeing. Gaming is obviously such a huge industry. It's bigger than music and film combined, and the future is being built right now. So it is a really amazing time to be witnessing all this stuff. On top of that, Polygon are dominating this space with so many great games and applications being built on their network. So to have Ishan on to tell us about it from the industry side was a real treat. So it's great to have him on. Full of great insight to the future and opportunities that are coming as well. So I know you're going to like this one. This episode is also sponsored by Republic Realm, who are among the largest owners of digital real estate NFTs in Decentraland, The Sandbox, and Axie Infinity. Definitely a company in the space to be following very closely. And if you'd like to find out more about what they do, head to republicrealm.com. You can follow at joinrepublic_RE on Twitter, where you'll find a link to their Discord too. I'll pop it all in the show notes, and thank you to Republic Realm for sponsoring this show. Finally, as always, nothing in this podcast is financial or investment advice. Always do your own research. All right, with that said, let's dive into this week's episode. Ishan, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great having the opportunity to speak with you. Yeah,
absolutely, good to have you on. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's such an exciting time at the minute. It has been for the last few months for the whole sort of blockchain gaming space. I feel like we are right on the sort of cusp of a revolution, pretty much one of the biggest industries on the planet as well. So a pretty amazing time of opportunity as well, which we'll get into. But could we start by, getting to know you a little bit and what your role is as NFT and gaming lead at Polygon?
Sure thing. So yeah, I basically have had in the past, I've had experiences in mergers and acquisitions, have been part of, you know, a few tech startups in India as part of their growth team. Basically, I'm from the business side of things in all of this, right? So, but at the same time, you know, I have been always been a creator. I've always been indulged in culture. You know, I've been a musician, a photographer. I've been a sports person all my life. So, you know, just being in the NFT and gaming space was something that I could relate to. I actually only got into crypto in December 2020, so it's hardly been around, you know, 9 to 10 months now. But I think the entire journey, how you've been able to see, you know, where the space is going, it's really exciting. So I basically joined Polygon essentially in March, late February, early March. That is when I joined Polygon and was part of a few teams. But like I mentioned, right, I think with my background, I found it a little more relatable to be able to join the NFT and gaming space more than, let's say, you know, DeFi team, DeFi or, you know, other teams there. So that's how I got into the NFT and gaming team at Polygon. And since then, you know, I've sort of been tasked with helping grow the NFT and gaming ecosystem at Polygon. I think that ecosystem is really strong that we have. Now, you know, it's up to us and the team that we have to basically create and take it up a notch from where we already are, which is already a very dominant space, but we'd like to now, you know, become the undisputed leaders in that space. So that's what's up, you know, with me and, you know, with Polygon and the NFT side of things. So a lot of things happening. Yeah, you're right. I mean, this entire space is just bustling with activity. It's at that point where it's just very difficult to keep track of whatever's happening, right? So definitely, yeah, very exciting times.
It's almost a full-time job just keeping up with everything that's happening, let alone building anything new, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, we have a good sized team, but still at this point, sometimes we feel that even though we have a good sized NFT and gaming team, still it's very difficult to keep track of everything that's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's amazing.
All right, yeah. I wanted to just go back as well. And just for anyone who isn't really familiar with Polygon yet, maybe you could just give us the quick kind of lowdown on what it is as a kind of layer two and why it's sort of the perfect solution for gaming as well and NFTs.
Sure. So here's the thing, right? I think with Ethereum, of course, right? I think we at Polygon are really inclined towards Ethereum, and we definitely believe that it's going to be the ultimate settlement layer of the decentralized world in the future, right? So, but of course, just like with any other network, with high usage, the network becomes congested, it becomes really slow, it becomes really expensive for people to work on, right? So that is essentially what Ethereum faces as, you know, some inherent problems there. And we at Polygon, I would say Matic, because that's how we started Matic Network. So Matic Network started as an Ethereum scaling solution using Plasma technology, because back in 2017, it was basically the technology of choice for scaling Ethereum. And we started using, you know, the Plasma technology. We launched our Plasma / proof of stake chain mainnet last year, and have sort of now seen huge adoption of DeFi protocols, large scale NFT projects, almost, you know, some of the biggest games and metaverse projects are on Polygon. So that is how you can look at Polygon. So essentially, right, I think we are, just to keeping it short, we are basically an Ethereum scaling solution. And you can look at it like, you know, a highway on top of a congested road, right? And that is what we basically are for Ethereum. We'll take the load off of Ethereum, while at the same time ensuring that everything that happens on our chain is ultimately settled back onto the Ethereum mainnet, because it is ultimately the most secure chain out there, right? So all the assets, all the transactions, everything is settled on the Ethereum mainnet for all the transactions that happen on Polygon. Yeah, like I mentioned, right, I think we were initially Matic Network, but we had since rebranded ourselves from Matic to Polygon in February of this year. Like, it was just a few days before I joined, essentially. And the reason for that rebranding was not just a change in name, but also a change in scope. So like I mentioned, right, we have one solution, which is the Plasma-based solution. But now we are also in the process of developing our own other L2 solutions, like ZK rollups, optimistic rollups, you know, other really high, I would say, impact tools like the data availability layer, the Polygon SDK. So we are now at that point where we consider ourselves like an aggregator of L2 solutions, and not just the current solution that we have. And, you know, our research team is working really hard behind the scenes to make all of that tech happen. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we are now at that point. We have grown tremendously. When I had joined, we were doing around 100,000 transactions on our network every day, but now we are doing almost 6 to 7 million transactions just in the space of 5 months. So, you know, we have grown tremendously. I mean, we were a team of 40 to 50 people. Now it's almost, you know, 100 plus.
Building the future. Amazing.
Yeah. And for a company that's worth, you know, 15, 20 billion, just like, sometimes it's, for the normal business world, it's sometimes tough to also, you know, they are like, you know, you are a 15 to 20 billion company, yes, tier two only have 100 employees. How's that possible?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's exciting.
All valid questions, but yeah, how do we explain? I mean, it's really tough to explain how this business works to the normal world. But yeah, I mean, really exciting space, what's happening at Polygon, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's dive into gaming specifically. And one thing I wanted to ask you was, could you explain how, I think the audience of this podcast will understand, you know, that this revolution is coming, and that being able to own your assets within games as NFTs is completely game changing. Being able to monetize your time and achievements in games is you know, really fundamental change that's coming. But could you explain how the sort of play to earn model is sustainable as well? Like, where that kind of continued revenue is coming from for players, and does it depend on sort of continued user adoption in a game, or how does that whole sort of system work?
So yeah, I think just to take a step back, right, I think what's happening in the traditional gaming world is that, you know, people don't have agency, they don't have access, they don't have complete ownership of their assets. Like, if I'm playing Fortnite, I have a skin, I can only keep that skin there. I won't have ownership, I can't transfer it to some other game. If I stop playing the game, then all the money that I've spent for those skins or those assets are basically, you know, sunk. And you know, there's no interoperability there. There's a huge gray market where, you know, people are selling accounts where the original creators of those games, or rather those assets, are not getting compensated for. So they are left out of that dark economy or the black economy there. So all of that is basically, you know, being tackled by the blockchain gaming, I would say, paradigm, because players have complete access over all the tools that they have. Even if they stop playing a game, they can sell that particular asset to someone else, or maybe even use that asset in some other games that they might be playing there, right? So I think that is one of the major benefits of blockchain gaming. And of course, you know, it's a very young space. I think with play to earn specifically, right, I think we've all seen the likes of Axie Infinity, Zedrun, and some other games out there who are doing tremendously well, where people are able to earn while playing. They are able to monetize the time that they are playing, and rightfully so, right? I think we've all grown up playing games. We've all spent too many hours, but at the end of the day, we've really nothing tangible to show for it at the end of the day. But that is now changing, right? And a lot of it is driven by, you know, the kind of game, the kind of mechanics that they are, a game is running on, right? For example, with Axie Infinity, right, I think they obviously are an outlier in the play-to-earn gaming space right now, because of, you know, what they have been able to achieve. And, you know, they have done tremendous work. They built their game during the dark period of crypto, but all of that is now starting to bear fruit. But they are definitely an outlier, but they also sort of serve as the beacon for what is possible with play-to-earn, right? I think what the dual token model that they have sort of adopted is basically now setting up standards where, you know, other games are now starting to, I wouldn't say copy Axie Infinity, but just trying to use that kind of token mechanics in their play-to-earn model. And at the same time, right, I think NFTs, like I mentioned, give complete ownership to the holders. It gives complete, I would say, income flow, revenue flow for the original creators. So just the entire idea about having the right kind of demand and supply in the market for those particular games is what is sustainable for those games and for the play-to-earn aspect of those games. So for example, if I'm going to, let's say, play a game, and if I want to sell an asset, there must be demand for that asset, right? Otherwise, there is no upside for me. Otherwise, there's no way for me to realize that value. And, you know, I think just the fact, I think two things essentially, the demand and supply for the assets that people are playing those games with, and at the same time, you know, creating the right sort of tokenomics or the right game mechanics that could facilitate, you know, network effects, that could facilitate gamification, that could facilitate a value creation for these gamers, something that should really play a huge role in, you know, keeping play-to-earn sustainable. And I think a lot of games are now starting to, you know, get the gist of all of these things. And it's amazing to see as well, right? I think it's just something that I think the entire industry is very bullish about. Again, it's like a very young industry. There's going to be more benchmarks, I would say more standards being set in how these things will happen. But yeah, I think this is amazing to see. And there are a few examples out there that can showcase how sustainable it is.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess it's like it's the birth of not only like a whole new asset class with NFTs really, but right, also a whole new industry. So there's so much demand and it's very new. So I guess it's got a lot of room to expand and grow still, right?
Definitely. Been speaking to, you know, a few gamers from the traditional world, but once they started playing, you know, games on the blockchain, the play-to-earn games, they were mentioning that, you know, they could never see themselves going back to playing games just for free and not being able to earn anything out of it. Mm. So, I mean, that's the sort of things that's also happening, you know, where even Web2 or other traditional gamers are now, you know, warming up to the idea of playing play-to-earn over the traditional games that they've always been playing.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. All right. And with that kind of in mind, and obviously you're, you know, working in this space deeply every day, what would you say does the next kind of 6 months, a year look like? Is it like a whole catalogue of new games coming to the blockchain model, you know, from simple kind of 2D platform games right through to AAA games that are being developed as well? Is it going to kind of mimic the gaming world that we've got already, but just kind of on the blockchain and play to earn?
Definitely, right? I think if we take a retrospective thinking behind this, right, I think crypto started off more from a financial side of things, right, with Bitcoin getting invented and then Ethereum and all the others. So it was more on the financial side. So it was quite natural that the games or the culture that comes into crypto, whether it's in the form of NFTs or whether it's in the form of games, they are based more on the financial aspect of crypto rather than, you know, for the culture itself. For example, you know, all the games that you've been seeing in the past and even now, they are more crypto focused and less game focused, right? Mm-hmm. But now we are definitely seeing, you know, that level of transition where games are getting deployed as games first, crypto second. So there are those sort of transitions also happening, and we've been speaking to some, really well-connected folks in the industry, and even they've been mentioning that a lot of they've mentioned that, they've noticed that a lot of such big game studios, big game developers in the traditional gaming space are now seeing an outflow of, some of the best game developers they have who now would want to build their own individual games on the
Really,
blockchain.
that's quite interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so that is that trend has obviously picked up, and now with such a huge inflow of talented designers coming into the gaming space on blockchain, you can definitely expect a lot more AA, AAA type games which have elements of crypto in it, the elements of play to earn in it, the elements of NFTs in it. So that is definitely having, and like you mentioned, we've been speaking to a lot of teams here, and we've already spoken with some of the great teams that are building some amazing games. Like, to be quite honest, I mean, most of the games that you now look in the blockchain space in the past and up till now are, I would say, they are, again, they are not like game focused, they are more crypto focused. But now the quality, with the inflow of those talent, the quality of games on blockchain should increase manifold. There are some amazing games being built.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it gets you really excited, doesn't it? It's cool. I was going to ask you, maybe is there a two or three games that are using Polygon at the minute that you really love? I wonder whether you could tell us a little bit about them, some that you've seen that maybe you've played, and yeah, I'd love to
Yeah,
hear.
so I think, like I mentioned, right, I think Polygon is the most widely adopted blockchain in terms of, gaming, crypto game developers building on. So, I think one of the games is obviously Zed Run, which is, the biggest, one of the biggest play to earn games out there. And they are basically a digital horse racing betting game where, you can buy your horses based on different breeds on OpenSea, which is an NFT marketplace, the world's biggest NFT marketplace. And you can then use that horse to, enter various derbies where, you can enter and you can win money and etc. So that is definitely picked up. They also raised funding from the likes of a16z at, if I'm not wrong, at more than $1 billion worth of valuation. So they're pretty big, right? And they're natively on Polygon. They've been one of the closest partners we've had. Another game is definitely, from Horizon Games, the Skyweaver game. So Skyweaver is basically, a card trading, sorry, yeah, basically a trading game where, your cards or your fighters or, the characters that you have, they fight against another opponent. And they are essentially, I think, one of the best. I think at this point they could be classified as a AAA game because they've really done an amazing job in how they've marketed it, in the way that they've created the artwork. It's beautiful. You guys might want to check it out. I think it's in private beta right now, but I think the launch should be public soon. But at the same time, I think it's one of the best games out there. The game mechanics are very fluid. They are really, I would say, seamless, and one of the best games that I've played. At the same time, I think the metaverse angle is definitely something there, and there are games like, Decentral Games where you can, which is a, metaverse-based casino where, again, like, you can just go and do, casino stuff and earn some money there, and they are pretty close to us as well as partners, and yeah, I think, a lot of games like Decentral Games are now getting built on the metaverse side of things as well, and really amazing, amazing games, all of these three, really, really, and they're widely adopted as well in terms of, people really love these games. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good selections, definitely. It's funny you mentioned Decentral Games actually, because I wanted to ask you about a possible kind of passive income models with blockchain gaming. You can stake DG, the token, with Decentral Games, right? So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that. Is that you can have kind of a bit of ownership in some of the casino games, or is that a different staking model? I wasn't sure, but I thought you'd be the person to ask.
So yeah, I think they have their own staking mechanisms. I think a lot of games are now developing their own staking mechanisms in game, which act as, passive income streams for gamers. I think a few like Aave Gotchi, which are digital collectibles, and they work with Aave, and they have their own DeFi powered, Aave Gotchis, which are basically, ghost looking like creatures, and you can definitely earn yield out of them. At the same time, we have certain protocols, certain I wouldn't say games, but like things like, charged particles, where you can create an NFT and then put down your ERC20 tokens inside of them and earn yield on them. So I think there are a lot of such games, right? I think gamified, I would say DeFi powered gaming is definitely picking up. There are a few games that we've been speaking with who have the elements of DeFi in their games, and that was always bound to happen, right? I think just this entire play to earn mechanism, whether it's through winnings or whether it's through staking of tokens or whether it's taking your NFTs and earning additional NFTs or maybe additional ERC20 tokens, I think these mechanics are definitely picking up. Like, a lot of games are coming up with all sorts of imaginative and really ingenious ideas on how to build all of these games. And most of these games, you know, you can definitely find on the Polygon network, because, you know, we have the idea of blockchain is essentially composability, right? One protocol acts as a Lego brick on which other projects could build on, right? So we already have a very vibrant DeFi ecosystem on top of which games can build their DeFi elements on. So there's all these different streams of games coming out that, you know, leverage all of these technologies. And yeah, I think it's just another way for, you know, players to monetize their time and, you know, have some great returns out of monetizing their time.
Yeah, I guess it's combining that kind of DeFi thing where you can get rewarded for sometimes providing liquidity for DeFi swaps and stuff, but within a gaming ecosystem is really cool and interesting, isn't it? Sort of combines two worlds, which is cool. A little while ago as well, the Sandbox announced that it's moving to Polygon, right? Which is very exciting. Yeah, so what role do you see virtual worlds, which you know, and owning virtual land having in kind of the overall gaming space? I mean, virtual worlds and gaming are sort of separate, but in many ways are going to collide, right, as well, especially in something like the Sandbox, which has gaming at its core.
You know, I think Sandbox are really close partners with us, and I think they're one of the best metaverse projects out there. And definitely, right, I think just how we see with things like Roblox or Fortnite, where, you know, even Minecraft, you look at it. So all of these are definitely avenues where people can build their own games on. And there are certain, I wouldn't say not just the metaverse projects, but there are certain even other projects that act as tools to help facilitate building of games for other people on top of these very same metaverses. So that is something that, you know, brings that element of ownership, that element of design where people can just build their own games on the metaverse, create their own experiences for other people on the metaverse, have fun while doing all of that, and of course making a return, you know, by purchasing land or by, you know, renting out those lands. So there's all these sorts of things that are happening. At the same time, you know, we are looking at products where that can act as sort of an aggregator of land from various metaverses that people can just lease out, sort of like a virtual land marketplace, right, where buyers and sellers can connect between land and they can rent land. Because at this point, you know, what landowners can do is basically maybe they can build on it, or maybe they can let it maybe, you know, and just sell it off for a profit. And for creators, some lands are really expensive. They cannot afford to probably buy those lands. So that basically solves the problem of, you know, matching the demand and supply for those lands. So these lands, which are lying idle, you know, idle, people, owners can rent out that land to creators at an affordable price that creators could then use to create their own games. They can then use it to create their own experiences, brand galleries, whatever it is that they are going to build. So there are all these sorts of ideas floating. A lot of such projects are already underway, and, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, how an entire economy is being built out of the metaverse concept. Like, there are legit projects that you know, help their architects, their designers make a career out of building digital designs, digital buildings, digital artifacts on the metaverse. That is definitely, you know, I think it's no joke when people say that we are going to be living on the metaverse. It might as well just be true, because people are definitely making careers out of it.
Yeah, it's happening already, isn't it? Which is pretty wild. Yeah, and I mean, if the Sandbox becomes the decentralized Roblox, I mean, that success story is already painted out, isn't it? And it's a big one. So it could, if it goes that way, be something pretty special, which is cool. All right, I wanted to chat a little bit about the bigger mainstream picture as well. And you've talked to us about, you know, some of these big game studios that are getting interested in it. And obviously in the industry, some designers and game makers are kind of moving to blockchain games. What about the kind of whole esports world? Because, you know, most people will know, but for anyone who doesn't know, it's a huge, huge world that is, you know, full of professional players and worth billions of dollars really already. And it's slightly different because it's kind of the professional side of gaming. So it seems, I would guess, that there will be blockchain esports competitions. Is that something you've seen at all or had conversations about, if you can say?
I think esports is such a huge industry. Like, gaming industry by itself is like almost, I would say, 5 to 10 times bigger than any other industry in the entertainment space, right? $180 billion industry. And of course, esports is a major factor there. And, you know, we have teams like Community Gaming that do gaming tournaments and, you know, provides crypto as rewards. So all of these are happening. But at the same time, you're right. I mean, there are such things that are happening where, you know, we have crypto-based games where esports is happening on. And but then again, right, like I mentioned, there are hardly a few games out there in terms of user experience, or I would say playability, as compared to Web2 games. But at the same time, like I mentioned, a lot of new games, very high caliber, high user experience games are coming up or are already there, that are now, you know, starting to pick up on the esports front as well. And you look at things like, you know, what YGG, Illegal Gaming, is doing. They create scholarships and they have their own entire economy around it. So that is something that's really picking up. Guilds are going to become huge. I think guilds are anyway huge in gaming, but in blockchain gaming, right? Just to be able to create a guild, that makes it very easy for people to enter the gaming space in a very affordable manner, because not everyone can buy an Axie Infinity, you know, starter kit, which is basically 3 Axies. It will cost you like $1,200 to just get started, even though it's play to earn game, but at the same time the cost to entry is very high. Mm-hmm. So I mean, things like, you know, guilds like YGG and some other guilds that are around are really playing some important role in you know, making gaming competitive, making gaming affordable, and making gaming on the blockchain rewarding for these people. I mean, people in Philippines are starting to now earn so much money. They are building houses, they are doing all these random things in real life, right? Yeah. That's the power of what's happening. And you know, things like esports, things like guilds are definitely going to be a huge factor in bringing the next wave of crypto gamers on board.
Yeah, for sure. We're also seeing quite sort of major moves from legacy sports and fashion brands. Mm-hmm. Recently with Eternity as well, using Polygon, doing some big collaborations with, you know, official NFL players and football, soccer players. Messi did a drop recently. The Dolce & Gabbana collection has just dropped, I think, on Polygon as well.
Yes.
So obviously these brands are coming in, they're using Polygon. Is there any future partnerships that you're allowed to talk about? Or
there are just too many partnerships that I can speak about that I cannot reveal at this point in time. But
that's okay.
Definitely, right? I think what we have done at Polygon, like I mentioned, and I would also like to touch upon Polygon Studios at this point. So
yes.
So with Polygon, like I mentioned, we are already a very dominant blockchain in terms of adoption by NFT and gaming space. But now we also wanted to take it up a notch, because the entire world, not just the Web3 world, but the entire Web2 world, the traditional world, has now started adopting blockchain in one way or another. And it's only a matter of time before, you know, it wins, go, or rather goes berserk, or, you know, it takes on really mainstream adoption. So with Polygon Studios, our idea here is that, you know, with the NFT and gaming ecosystem at Polygon being so strong, we wanted to take it up a notch. And the entire idea is to help bring more Web2 onto Web3. Whether it's in gaming, whether it's in terms of, you know, NFTs, whether it's in terms of high value IPs, whether it's in the form of celebrities, large scale artists. So all of these are definitely happening at Polygon. We are having some conversations with some of the biggest IPs, some of the biggest game developing studios out there. And, you know, just this entire Messi drop, this entire Dolce & Gabbana drop, just, you know, a few things that we have in store in the next few months that, you know, you can expect out of Polygon and Polygon Studios. And, you know, we created that $100 million fund with, as part of the studios initiative. I would say it's a separate company, right? Polygon Studios. So we created $100 million fund as part of it. And the entire idea is that, you know, we will act as advisors or consultants to all the projects who would like to make that jump. For example, let's say tomorrow a huge, I would say, football club or a huge celebrity or someone of, you know, very high brand value comes and wants to build a metaverse or a brand gallery or an NFT marketplace, or wants to do their drops on Polygon. So we will facilitate all of that for them. And that is, you know, what we've been doing at Polygon Studios, and that is majorly, you know, our intent. And the entire idea is, right, even when gaming booms, where, you know, Web2 game developers would want to come and adopt Web3, of course, you know, that's not their forte, but they would need someone to handhold them. So with Polygon Studios, we aim to do that on the gaming side of things.
Awesome. So people can approach you if they have got gaming ideas or are, yes, further down definitely. The line, and Polygon Studios is there to kind of hold the hand.
Yeah, I mean, with Polygon and Polygon Studios both. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. All right. I wanted to ask you a little bit about social tokens as well, because it's something I keep hearing people talking about. And there's a few projects out there, decentralized kind of social media projects and things that have launched with, there's one called XCAD with YouTubers, and there's BitClout, which is quite well known as well. Is that a trend that you're seeing coming? It seems kind of all related, but yes. Where celebrities and people will be tokenized almost?
Definitely, right? I think social tokens is something that really excites me. I think like even more than NFTs, to be quite honest. I mean, both are interconnected, but with social tokens, right, it gives you the power to grow together with your community. Like what is happening right now is, right, I mean, you have all these large YouTubers, large influencers, large creators, not even large, like any creators of any size, but at the same time, there's no way for the fans to actively engage and be a lot more, I would say, closely aligned with the success of that particular creator. But social tokens mm-hmm. allow that, right? I mean, it basically helps your fans become professional fans, if I'm allowed to say that. So the entire idea here is that with social tokens, you can grow with your community, the entire community, and you are basically, you know, intertwined with each other's success. And we've seen, you know, there are projects on Polygon like Coinwise. You know, I'm a big fan of what Coinwise is doing. And, you know, they are really well known in the creator economy space. And, you know, they are doing some amazing work in how to propagate, you know, community tokens, social tokens, NFT as access and everything. So that is something that is really exciting. And the entire Web3 creator economy is picking up. I mean, it's picking up more than one can even realize, right? I think there are things like Mint Fund, which help, you know, first-time creators get the funds to mint their first NFTs. There are other projects around the same idea, and that is helping bring, you know, more creators onto the space. And social tokens are just one aspect of all of what is happening, right? It's just one aspect of, you know, digitizing or tokenizing your identity on the blockchain and helping grow together with the community. And, you know, the main idea behind what social tokens also incentivize is basically, you know, a lot of collaboration between the creator and their fans. So, you know, the creator could maybe ask for help for their fans from his or her fans, and they could do those things with the creator, and the fans ultimately get rewarded with more social tokens that has value. And, you know, it's a great reward mechanism. It's a great way to incentivize your community to work alongside you as a creator. So, you know, social tokens are definitely, you know, going to blow up more. You know, a lot of things are happening on that space. And again, it's very early days. A lot of things are still being figured out, but social tokens, personal tokens, community tokens, token-gated communities, DAOs that are, you know, tokenized, for example, with Friends with Benefits or even with Forefront, you know, these are things that I'm really excited about. And these are things that are definitely going to bring a lot more people onto crypto.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Because when you think about the like YouTube model of a YouTuber at the minute, it's, you know, the fans are funding the YouTuber by being shown adverts from the platform,
right?
And then the YouTuber's getting paid for that and other brand deals, but actually it's those fans can now be directly rewarded and grow with the YouTuber and the value.
Exactly.
It's completely game changing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a direct access that fans can get. Like, they become professional fans, right? And that is even at all. So yeah, really exciting time to be a creator. And if you are willing to, you know, make that jump from Web2 to Web3, I mean, this is probably the best time to do that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right. So for someone who's, you know, a crypto enthusiast or somebody listening to this podcast who's kind of spotted and put the puzzle pieces together, mm-hmm. what do you think are some of the things they can do now to kind of, you know, support and also benefit from this whole wave that's coming? I mean, I'm guessing supporting the Polygon ecosystem by potentially holding Matic or owning assets and native tokens in specific games might be something. There's kind of yield and staking mechanisms that we've talked about as well. Or, you know, know, even launching their own creative project, like you've said, if you're a creator and that sort of thing. Is there, are those some of the ways, is there any other ways that you think, you know, someone can really sort of benefit and participate in this?
Definitely, right? I think there are all of the big DeFi protocols on Polygon, all the biggest games and metaverse projects are on Polygon. You can definitely, you know, go check them out, have a good time, you know, play those games and earn some, you know, real world value out of all of these things. At the same time, you know, definitely urge you guys to be part of our Discord channel, be part of our Twitter community, because we have some of the most closely knit communities in crypto. They're out there and they're super supportive, and you know, you'll get to learn a lot more about the projects that we have directly through word of mouth, directly through the recommendations of others that you might want to check it out. Like I mentioned, right, things like CoinWise, things like other things like the metaverses, most of the biggest metaverses are on Polygon, so you can definitely, you know, go check them out, have a good time out there. And you know, we are a very fast blockchain, very cheap blockchain, so it wouldn't even cost you anything to get started right away. And if you are a creator, definitely, you know, OpenSea, the biggest marketplace in the world, is integrated with Polygon. We are the only chain in addition to Ethereum they are live on. So if you are a creator, you can just go to OpenSea, mint your art or your digital design or whatever music you have, etc., and you can start trading your NFTs, you know, to your fans or to your community and to the entire OpenSea network there. I mean, it's a great time to be there. I mean, everything is super cheap on our network, so it wouldn't cost you, or it wouldn't even set you back by a lot. So there's tons of things to do on our network, on the projects, some of the biggest projects that we have. You can maybe go to awesomepolygon.com and see some of the, I mean, that website basically has 60 to 70% of all the projects that are deployed on Polygon. You can have a look, you can browse around, and if you like anything, you can definitely go check them out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that website is awesome. You're just scrolling through all the dApps on there, like, it's, you can get lost in all these amazing projects, but it's a good way to find what's happening, right?
The best way is, the best thing about that is basically, you know, like Ethereum, we are a public blockchain, so anyone can build anything without even contacting us, right? Because we are a public blockchain. So all of these projects are the ones that we essentially know. There might be a lot that we don't know about that are not on that list. So that's a lot more exciting to see in terms of adoption, and we are really happy that, you know, we are a very good, widely adopted blockchain out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and congrats on everything, because it's an amazing time, and building the future is really exciting. So thank you so much, Ishan. That was a really fascinating chat. There's so much good stuff in there, so appreciate you coming on. And where should we send people? You've mentioned a few options there, but where should we send people to kind of connect with you perhaps, or to follow everything that Polygon and Polygon Studios are doing?
Yeah, I think you can follow us on Twitter, you know, at 0x Polygon. That's our handle. If you want to follow Polygon Studios, @_PolygonStudios, that's our handle there. And from there, you know, you can find entryways into our Discord, into our Telegram chat, into our, you know, other community, Reddit, and other community channels that we have. And in case you'd like to reach me personally, I am @IN_8 on Twitter. So if you have any good projects on the NFT and gaming side of things, or any idea that you'd like to discuss, or if you'd just like to say hi, you know, you can just drop me a DM there. You know, we'd love to chat.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And brilliant. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Luke. It was great chatting with you. Thanks for having me.
So there we go. What did you make of that chat with Ishan? He was so good, wasn't he? Just so much insight in that episode. Awesome to hear about what's happening over at Polygon, and just this whole wave of blockchain gaming that is coming. Left me feeling so excited about this whole space, which is awesome. I'll leave everything in the links, so everything Ishan mentioned, and also Polygon's links in the show notes as well, along with Republic Realm. Thank you again to them for sponsoring. You can follow them. RepublicRealm.com is their website, or @join_RE on Twitter, where you'll find a link to their Discord as well. So all in the show notes. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for your rating and reviews as well. Really helps the show. You can also check out the Substack if you want more information as well about weekly NFT drops, metaverseluke.substack.com, and I will see you for the next episode.